This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. French authorities issue preliminary charges against Telegram messaging app CEO Pavel Durov. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Allegations against Russian-born Durov, who is also a French citizen, include that his platform is being used for child sexual abuse material and drug trafficking, and that Telegram refused to share information with investigators when required by French law. The loudest outrage over Durov's arrest appears to be from Russia, who says it's an infringement upon freedom of speech, even though Russia also sought to block the app for allowing opposition activists to use the platform and try to force them to hand over information from the 2013-2014 uprising in Ukraine that led to the ousting of a pro-Kremlin president. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
At least 9 Palestinians were killed in a major Israeli offensive in Jenin, Tolkarm, and Tobas in the occupied West Bank, Palestinian health authorities said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The assault is one of the largest seen in the West Bank for months, and it followed a series of smaller raids in the area over recent weeks. The Israeli military said this strike had killed 3 militant fighters. The armed factions of Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah said they were detonating bombs against Israeli troops in the West Bank. The Israeli military said Wednesday's operation followed a sharp rise in militant activity in recent months, with more than 150 attacks involving shooting or explosives from Tolkarm and Jenin in the past year. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested in raids, and more than 660 fighters and civilians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the war in Gaza began, according to Palestinian Health Ministry figures.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.